Hey, Brent, did you know Josh was on a TV show in like the early 2000s? It was him and he had a brother in the show who I believe was the rapper, a big rapper right now. I'm totally forgetting his name though. Is Drake? Is that it?
Yeah.
So it was him and it was Josh. Oh, and they did a show together.
The thing about Keaton is I always, for the first 20 seconds of everything he says, I believe. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I'm like, okay, Josh was on a fucking British TV show, apparently. I didn't know this about Josh. Then I'm like, oh, there's a rapper involved, which is kind of strange, but whatever. I'm like, oh, I think it's Drake. And I'm like, fuck me. I hate myself for even fucking listening.
It hits you in the face like an angry bird from a slingshot.
He wheezingly fooled the podcast guest.
Are you saying wheezingly now?
I think so.
Is there an NG in there now?
How were we saying it?
Weasley.
Weasley. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you guys ready to get going?
Oh yeah.
Wait. Could you rephrase that?
Ready to go.
That's my guy.
This is the way we begin. Come on.
Cookie crumbles.
Hey, folks, and welcome back to part two of a delicious Sarah P. cheesecake. My name is Josh, and I'm joined once again by my co-host Keaton and my slender guest Brent.
What's Sarah P. cheesecake?
Wasn't Sarah Lee? Wasn't Slender Man a thing?
Sure, okay. Brent.
All right.
I mean, if that's where you want to,
it's better than comparison. It's better than Behemoth.
I think the only proper adjective to describe Brent as is Weasley.
He's a Weasley guy.
I don't mind it, but his origins are questionable.
Okay, here
they're Weasley dogs, Brent.
Brent, how would you like to be introduced next time?
Our fun-loving guest.
A fun-loving.
You love fun? Guest. Wait. I don't know that it has been proved on this podcast, at least not for the listeners.
I hate fun. People think I hate fun.
I'm sure you're not adverse to fun, but a loving relationship with fun.
I love it.
I don't know about that one.
Having fun.
Have some fun right now. Go on.
I want you to show me your way. That's fun.
Oh, it's like one of those Weird Al song parodies.
Yeah, and everybody knows it's Weird Al's fun.
Weird Al likes that fun. He loves fun.
So we're back for part two of what the fuck am I talking about? We're back for part
them
two.
Fun Al. Okay. But that sounds too much like funnel. I just understand why you went with Weird Al. No, keep going. Fun Al. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like saying Fun Owl.
Josh, please go.
That's fun as well.
That guy would be a real hoot.
See, we set it up. We set it up perfectly. It was good.
Welcome back to our important discussion on the other things this podcast could be. We have a P*SS in the title. The real name is The Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds Movie. But last time we discussed if they drank pass or if they drank pess. I really think we broke some new ground there.
I really have to say right now, I still don't have a fucking clue what we're talking about. But we're halfway through it, so let's fucking bring it home.
Yeah, you're on episode two of something
we are nearing.
And I also love how it was up in the air if we were going to record an episode tonight because I had all the stuff I had to go on, fire, flood, wife to work, kids at practices. And now we're on
all the plagues of Egypt.
And now we're on the third episode. It's fun how life works.
I'm really excited for the upcoming vowels in this episode. We're gonna be talking vowels. You know, there are gonna be some consonants in there.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm just excited.
Now the consonants mostly remaining the same. Much like Led Zeppelin's song, but the vowels, they are changing.
I don't like that word either.
Much like Bob Dylan's times.
I don't like the word consonants.
All right, well, okay. You love to have fun.
Right. All right, well.
This is my fun friend Brett.
I like consonants.
I like consonants.
All right, well, as you, the listener, knows. We are on phase three of this in-depth analysis into what this podcast could be via the asterisk.
Mm.
And phase three here is...
Now hold your horses there, Keen.
Oh, yeah, Keen. I'm sorry.
Horse yes? Master Keaton.
Can I help you?
One thing I want to address is the reason Brent wanted to come back on the show so soon, begged and cried to be on these episodes.
I was really surprised at the crying for such a fun-loving guy.
It's because Brent wanted to be in the highest of the clubs. He wanted to surpass Kristen, who was in the sixth club.
He's really playing the system here.
Well, Brent, I can confirm that as of this episode, you are the first member of the seventh club.
It's where I wanted to be. This is where I wanted
to be.
There
you go.
Seven titles.
You are the only member of the Seven Club at the moment, which is the important thing. You wanted to be in the club by yourself.
So is this my, like, Old Yeller moment? Is this where you take me out to the old fucking barn and pull a bullet in my skull? And fucking congratulations, we got you to seven. Fucking make a wish,
our,
fucking dead.
That's our fun-loving guest, Brent, everybody.
The glass is half full for you.
I don't like consonants.
So yeah, you're the sole member of the Seven Club. How do you feel?
I feel like I've earned it. I feel like, I imagine how Cal Ripken felt when he got the record for the most games played in a row. That's how I feel.
Phase three. What if the Angry Birds drank poss in the Angry Birds movie?
Well, I feel like this is the same word as the first two.
Right. Pass, it is. Pay. It is.
I mean, it is, but there's one letter.
Yeah, it's a vowel. We are using the vowel O now, for those of you keeping track at home.
I mean, you are right, Brent, because platform 9 3/4 of the letters in the word are the same, but that one quarter that's left has changed, and it's an O now.
So, oh, I understand, yes.
Okay. So, Brent.
Yeah.
So, Brent.
Yeah, yes.
What if, in a hypothetical sense, what if the Angry Birds drank poss in the Angry Birds movie?
Is poss a thing, or is this whole is this thing a whole bit to fuck with my head?
No, I mean it's poss. One example is a polyhedral oligomeric silsesquiozin.
Oh, you're talking about an organic inorganic hybrid compound with inorganic cubic core and outer organic groups.
Oh, you're right. Talking about it being soluble in most common solvents, resins, and monomers? Well, this, it can also be used in the same manner as common organic agate.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's important to note that the chemical diversity, the chemical diversity of POS technology is very broad, and like a large number of POS monomers and polymers are currently available and under development.
Hmm.
So what if the Angry Birds were drinking that?
Does anybody feel
that they don't have a full understanding of what POS is?
Listen, as long as there weren't any resins involved, I think it's fine.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I still think the whole lake is covered in POS. The whole lake's POS.
You know what I do know about?
POS.
I know a lot about POS. I know that POS molecules are physically large with respect to polymer dimensions and nearly equivalent in size to most polymer segments as well as coils.
Now, let's just say during the POS drinking scene in the Angry Birds movie that the silicon atoms underwent some sort of nucleophilic displacement reaction. Do you think they might be replaced by soft nucleophiles?
I think it's possible, Josh. And notice the pun that I made in the process. I do think
very
it is
nice.
Possible. Thank you.
Yeah, I do like that.
However, each POS molecule does contain covalently bonded reactive functionalities suitable, I think, for polymerization or grafting POS monomers to polymer chains. And that's what concerns me.
Go ahead. Fucking talk it out, boys. I know what you're trying to do. Talk it out. Let's talk all night. I don't give a fuck. I have no place to be. All my fucking kids are picked up. I dropped my wife. The grandmother's at the airport.
Okay, so to the... Josh. I do think the point you brought up was important theoretically, but I also... Someone just leave.
What's up, gamers?
Oh my god.
This is fucking I don't like it. It's ridiculous.
Oh wow.
It's curveball after curveball.
This is crazy.
Actually,
welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I actually have little to no time. Just wanted to remind everyone I fuck with the gamers.
Yeah, you're super hard at work. While you are here, of course, I do have to induct you into the Seven Club, which
I was
really enjoying being the only member of that club.
Oh my god!
I'm afraid now that you're here, you're both in the Seven Club. So it's no longer a unique position, Brent. I'm so sorry about that.
This is like, I'm so fucking disgusted with myself. How much shit I moved around to go on here. Like, literally, I ate my dinner super quick. I literally scarfed it down so I could be on here. And I'm like, yeah, I had stuff to do. I said, I'm going to do that later in my evening. So not only is this fucked, the later part of my evening is also now fucked. Because I moved shit around so I could do this god fucking forsaken stupid podcast that I love. Only to get screwed around by fucking a Kobe fucking good beef friend.
Kobe Buffalo meat. Kobe Buffalo meat.
Fucking a British guy. I hate that I have animosity towards Kristen. Kristen, you sound lovely, but it's these two who have poisoned me against you. What's the book where they poison the kids from the well? Is that a thing I made? Did I make that up?
I'm not familiar with it myself, I don't think. But I believe that it exists.
What did they use to poison the kids?
We know where this is going.
Like POS chemical feedstock?
Yeah, no, Kristen wasn't here for that bullshit.
Well, what I was saying when Kristen entered was that the reaction is worrisome. However, it does need to be acknowledged that each POS molecule does contain non-reactive organic functionalities for solubility and this. Compatibility of the POS segments with the various
polymers. Can we move on to phase four? Let's go to the phase four thing.
Is going to be very dangerous.
Kristen, do you want to stick around for phase four or do you have to go?
Kristen, stay for this. It's extremely dangerous and I'm scared.
All right, we'll enter phase four. Now, phase four is perhaps the most interesting one, and bear with me. The Angry Birds drink puss in the Angry Birds movie.
Yeah, this is what I've been dreading since the beginning of this series of episodes now.
Can we, before we discuss it, can we all take a poll on how old you think the Angry Birds are before we talk about this?
18 plus.
Yeah.
Okay. So definitely. We're under the assumption the Angry Birds are all 18, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Kristen, why don't you start?
Wait, what are we? Are we swapping the vowel of the word piss?
Yeah. Hypothetically.
How the fuck does Kristen walk in within 30 seconds to figure out what this piss about? I've been struggling for 20 minutes in three different locations, a vehicle, and I still don't know what we're talking about.
All right. So, Kristen, hypothetically, what if the Angry Birds drank puss in the Angry Birds movie?
So it'd basically be the same, but instead of the eagle pissing, he like pops his pimples into the lake.
There's two S's. We're not talking about puss here. We're talking about puss.
Good old fashioned puss.
Okay. Yeah. That's a whole new ballpark entirely, really.
Where does the eagle come into play?
Like, truthfully, the question I'm asking myself in my head is, what if the Angry Birds drank puss in the Angry Birds movie?
Here's what I think would happen. They would be playing around in the water.
Mm.
The eagle would come out.
He would.
And instead of taking a piss, he'd just jump straight into the water and just start washing his puss.
Now,
the eagle.
In this hypothetical situation, are we talking about a cat or, as they say in the medical community, a fasheen?
We're talking about the good stuff. Oh,
fuck, I hate this so much. I hate it so much.
Le fasheen. Brent, what if the Angry Birds drank puss in the Angry Birds movie?
I still think you two fuckers would have a show about it, and be honest with you.
That's the correct answer.
I don't think I'd be
That's
in
honestly...
episode 7 of it. I don't think anything would change. I just think we'd be fucking saying puss instead of piss.
That's the answer that we were looking for. And Brent, you've won.
You just won the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to Brent.
Have I really, though? Have I really?
Still in the same club, though.
No, Kristen, the animosity is completely gone. You sound very lovely, and from now on, it's no more animosity. I know what they're trying to do. It's not going to happen.
Kristen's angelic voice mended the divide.
Yeah, I thought she was going to have... Kristen, if I called you Behemoth, would you be upset with me? if I said, Kristen, your voice sounds behemoth, you'd be like, that's fucking bullshit thing to say, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, because that's what possibly. They said about me earlier. That's what they said about me. Where I'm not saying I think your voice sounds very...
okay, Kristen.
Angelic, Kristen, and polite.
To be fair, would you rather be called a behemoth or weaselly? Like for like Ron Weasley?
No, don't give it a backstory.
Christ, I'm not really getting a good option here.
Like he's trying to Weasley trick you into giving an answer.
Yeah. Honestly, this whole rivalry thing between me and Bren is about to turn into like an alliance, and it's us against you two fucks.
No, start your own fucking podcast then.
Don't fucking tempt me with a good time. Me and Chris will fucking start a podcast.
Do it, bitch. You won't. Start it right now.
We're gonna
fucking
plagiarize you guys. We're gonna make the Angry Birds drink puss in the Angry Birds movie, and it's gonna be more successful.
Kristen, we can't on the internet. We can't.
Kristen, I don't know if you're aware, but Brent has kids and a grandmother at the airport to be worried about.
All my grandmother's deceased.
No, she's at the airport.
Wow.
I'm defending my dead grandmother's.
I thought she was at the airport. Did she die while we've been recording this and stayed on?
If airport means heaven, then yes.
My parents, when I was little, told me that we got rid of our dog, you know, went off to the airport.
Airport.
You mean fucking Miranda and James Keaton? Yeah.
So hang on, when people say, can you drive me to the airport? People are asking to drive them to heaven.
You were just told that your dog was taken to the airport and you never questioned it? That's fucking beautiful. You know, before 9/11,
yeah, he took him to the...
my family used to sneak our cats on planes, and it worked every fucking time.
You snuck a cat on a plane?
We would sneak our cats on planes whenever we had to, like, travel far and wanted to bring them.
I got fucking pulled out of the line because I tried to bring a grapefruit on a plane.
How did you sneak a cat on a plane?
Because I said before 9/11.
I'm just pissed off that because that 9/11 ruined bringing cats on planes, and that was its worst
and grapefruits and grapefruits
and grape. Yeah, come on.
I have no commentary further on 9/11.
Yeah, this is
really gotta study. Much love. Thank you so much for this opportunity,
Kristen. Thanks so much for appearing on this episode.
I salute you, and I salute gamers.
I salute gamers as well. All right, signing off. Bye bye.
The secret.
I was the first one in the 7 club.
Now that Kristen's the first gone, listen up. The secret stage 5 of this process. I didn't want to mention this, and it wasn't, it wasn't thought of because,
keep your voice down. We're talking about stage 5 here.
Excuse me. Sorry, stage 5. It's not often considered because the fifth vowel is what we know as sometimes why.
You talking about pice?
I'm talking about pice, buddy. Now. I like to play the marimba.
Very interesting, for I like to play the tambourine.
Oh, yeah? Well, like to play...
What the?
The marimba.
Well, buddy, you're talking to a big fan of the tambourine.
All right, I got 15 minutes before I gotta take...
Oh, yeah!
The third guy really wasn't in the same tone as you.
Brett, what you missed is that right now we're in character.
Okay.
We're gonna step aside for a second here. I'm in character, and so is Josh. I'm playing a guy who...
Now, what's your character's name?
He's kind of nameless at this point. He represents more a concept than an actual person. Man. And so the basis for the character is, that he likes to play the marimba.
Now, am I right in thinking that Brent, came up with this character?
Well, there is much debate over that, but I would like to claim the rights to this character.
Okay.
Well, it depends on what you do with the character. Don't make him a fucking weirdo.
Well, Josh, would you like to explain the character you're doing?
My character actually does have a name, and it's Jennifer Goodwin. And Jennifer Goodwin plays the tambourine.
Okay.
There's a leaf blower going right now. We can pause for a second.
No, it's I like the leaf blower because okay. just, our marimba is just basically a fucking fancy ass xylophone.
Now, Keen, what would your character have to say about that?
Okay, well, if I can have a second to get back into character really quick. I like to play the marimba.
I don't like him.
Well,
all right.
The character's no one said he was likable.
That's true.
No, I can't. No, like Piss Vampire had layers. This guy's just a fucking idiot. Like, all right, man, go play it.
Layers. The Piss Vampire had layers.
At least the Piss Vampire was a
super complex character.
That's what the problem was. You didn't respect him, and that's why I stole him from you and made him better. You didn't respect the process that he bit on the hip.
I would like the listeners to acknowledge that Brent did just in fact admit to stealing the Piss Vampire.
We got him on tape, boys.
We fucking got him, boys.
Yeah,
come on in, boys.
I would not do well if I got swatted. I would not do well with that.
Oh shit! I would like to acknowledge. I don't think it's good that swatting got mentioned on the podcast because knowing our listeners, they're whack jobs.
It's already going to happen. It's going to happen by the end of the episode.
Remember when I was on Twitch? I was scared to death. People were swatting. Even though I was like, I only had like 10 fucking people watching.
Okay, I'm kind of reflecting on what I just said.
I like to play the marimba.
Do you guys think it was probably a bad idea to call our listeners whack jobs while worrying about if they'd swat us?
If anything, that's too kind to them.
I respect the dozen of them, and I would never call them.
Oh, wait, Josh, do you want to record my hums to acknowledge that I'm listening for the rest of the episode right now? Do you want to get them all out of the way?
This is the end of the episode.
Right, but to put them in earlier so when I'm not paying attention, we can put my hums in so that it sounds like I'm listening.
It seems like you're doing a bit where you want to just hum for a long time. I don't want to hear that.
That was exactly the bit I was doing, and...
Do on your own time.
Yeah, fucking... Right. Yeah, exactly.
We'll just end this, and we'll... Josh, are you just going to do... You end it where he reacts, and then theme song, and then closing after that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Brent, I want to thank you for coming on these episodes of the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie.
It takes so much out of me, but I love it. Thank you for having me.
We love you. And
we love you, Brent.
Well, let's slow down. Let's wait until that's more of an episode 9 thing.
Giving us blue balls.
Blue ball Brent. That's his new adjective.
You pice all over me next time. Sorry.
Keen, as always.
I'd love to be here.
Love to be here.
And thank you, Josh.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. No one ever. Oh, this is amazing.
Josh, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. It's only taken 34 episodes. Someone to fucking thank me.
It doesn't feel good to be underappreciated, does
well,
it?
Well, nah. Josh, I'm glad I could make you feel that way. And I would like to say, you're welcome, baby.